What is up, everyone? I hope we're all having a great day today. So as you can tell by the title, this is going to be an update episode. We're just going to kind of talk about a few things, you know, chat about a few things. I want to get your take on a few things. And yeah, just kind of points to hit, things that are happening in Tales of Werrytown news and, you know, whatever. But I love doing update episodes. It always gives me a chance to just kind of vibe with y'all, be my authentic self and answer your questions, you know. I haven't done a questionnaire in a while. I probably should because I really loved the questions y'all asked. Also, I'm going to try not to use too many filler words, but no promises. But I'm definitely going to try my best. But yeah, you know, these kind of give me an opportunity to just kind of be my authentic self and not have to worry about editing. I edit somewhat, like this intro itself took more than 20 tries, trust. But once you kind of catch that flow, you just kind of have it, you know? But anyway, yeah, but we're just going to kind of talk about a few things. Also, I love being able to just kind of be me and just kind of talk with y'all. I know that whenever I read scripts, I try to stay true to the character, stay true to my art and the story itself. I know I'm not the best voice actor. I am looking for voice actors though. So yeah, anyway. But yeah, so it's just a fun way for us to just kind of vibe and chill and hang out for a little bit, you know? So let's jump into this. So the first thing I want to talk about is my job. Everything is fine with my job. Everything is great. Yada this, yada that, you know. Let's think back a few update episodes. I was telling you that the company I work for is a startup in America and that its country of origins, which I'm not going to disclose, is, you know, doing really well. So this is a startup in America. And I'm not going to really mention too much about my job for a number of reasons. I really don't want to get too far into it. It's just something that would kind of affect you, you know, as my audience. All you need to know is that due to the fact that my company is a startup in America and is the only startup in America, there are some, how would you say it? There are some issues that you kind of come across where it makes you feel like your job is not as secure as you believe it to be. So far, my associate and I have reached out to our head office and, you know, everything's looking on track, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. Again, there have just been a number of kind of things that have popped up on our radars that have just kind of been a little bit like, ooh, that's kind of weird. And that's a little worrisome. But that's it. I don't really want to disclose too much about my job just for a number of reasons. You know, one being the fact that, like, you know, just anonymity reasons. It's only my associate and I who work here. So if you knew where I worked, then yeah, it'd be really easy to find me. Anyway, two is the fact that it's just legal reasons. Because of three, my head office knows about my podcast. Like, they know the name of it too. I highly doubt it that they would ever listen, if I'm being honest. But still, I don't want to run that risk, you know. Even so, it's kind of just like personal information. So the only reason why I bring it up is because I know subconsciously it is going to affect my writing and it is going to affect kind of how things kind of come out. You know what I mean? So I just want to kind of give you all that little thing of, you know, just, hey, if, you know, like if my content isn't 100% like on it, you know, I do apologize about that. We've been kind of having to pick up some slack and things like that, you know, not brought by us, just brought by difficulties and communication issues. Anyway, but yeah, so there's that. Okay, anyway, second thing is I was thinking about switching my style of writing. So As all of you may or may not know, I know I only pretty much said it like, I think twice in like all my episodes. I've only said it like twice at random points. It's definitely in my intro. Anyway, so I write in script format. I want to be a writer for cartoons, and so I write everything in script format. But then when I kind of translate them from script to, you know, podcast, it's a podcast. I don't really have visuals to go along with what I'm doing. I don't really have, you know, the perfect sound equipment. I don't have, like, you know, any voice actors or anything like that. It's just me. So I'm thinking about when I have to read a script, I read it as not only the character's dialogue, but I also read their action, and I make them do a voiceover monologue as well. I kind of see the TV show Tales of Werrytown being pretty much like the podcast, but having kind of like, you know, like a narration format, you know? So that part is pretty easy. It's just some parts, whenever I'm writing action, it's very tricky to kind of translate that back on screen, because there are some things that I'm kind of, you know, leaving up to the audience. So take my Royal Cornwall's Ghosts episode from season one. In the episode, I kind of wrote it in a way where you didn't know if the dude who was stuck in the submarine was going crazy or if there were actual ghosts aboard the ship. You know what I mean? The way I wrote it, you'd be able to see little kind of like people with like that green ghostly hue about them in the background. But if you like, if you paid attention to the background, when the character's in the foreground and they're kind of doing things, so you really have to look in the background to see the ghostly apparitions. I did that throughout the entire episode, but whenever I did it in like podcast form, I would, you know, I would have to kind of leave that part out because I didn't know how to translate that. I know that's not really a narration issue, but I've just noticed the way I write when I'm writing for scripts, I definitely love it. I love script writing. I love just writing stories. It's just really fun for me, you know? But like, what is it? So I've been thinking about actually writing in podcast style. And kind of putting in things that I want to see in a script, like kind of putting notes, but not necessarily putting the whole thing as script. You know what I mean? I'm still kind of playing around with the idea, and if anybody has any like any advice, or if anybody who writes for podcasts or even has a podcast of your own, if you write it a certain way, please kind of reach out and just be like, hey, this is how I do it. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing some advice from y'all. But yes, so that was something that I was thinking about. Also, I'm sorry if like my voice is cracking a little bit. It's, I don't know why. My throat feels like kind of dry. I don't know. I'm starting to kind of remember why I shouldn't be drinking a Coke while I'm recording. You know what I mean? But yeah, so those are two things I've been thinking about. There are a few more things I would love to cover though. Another thing I want to talk about is my YouTube. So I'm actually just going to like go real fast to grab like a seltzer, because like I'm starting to really remember why I don't drink Coke when I'm recording. So I'm going to go grab a seltzer. But yes, so there's nobody in my office building. I'm the only one on like the 14th floor. I'm probably going to regret this, probably going to have to edit this part out or something, but I'm going to try not to make too much noise, but y'all might hear some stuff. I know that my building is notoriously haunted. Hopefully I don't hear something. It's totally fine if y'all catch some EVPs, please pin them somewhere. But I really hope that I don't hear anything. I'm going to try to be quiet when opening the doors, make sure nobody's here. Don't want to sound like a lunatic. Okay, and then we're good. But yeah, what is it? So I was thinking about kind of doing some things on my YouTube. Like I was thinking about, instead of retelling my episodes, like just reposting them or re-uploading them or something, that might sound really kind of like repetitive, you know? Like I know I'm repetitive already, but you know, anyway, so instead of re-uploading them, also just because like the thought of re-uploading them is just so much work for not really much of a profit, you know? So what I was thinking about doing is I was thinking about just kind of like telling them again, but from like a different perspective. And there's a reason why. One, just the thought of uploading them is just kind of, ugh, you know? I don't know my way around technology. I am like, you know, I use this example every single time and it never like fails to kind of be like, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Think about Zoolander. If you've ever seen that movie Zoolander, Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller, when they're like banging on the computer, like cavemen trying to get the files. And then when they just completely just chuck the computer off like the third story railing, it breaks open. They're like, where are the files? That's me. I don't know what I'm doing with electronics. I'm so kind of surprised that it came this far, you know? But yeah, so what I'm thinking about doing is just retelling the stories through different perspectives. And I've been thinking about that perspective. I'm not going to kind of say it now because, you know, it's got to do with something that's happening this season. But I was thinking about kind of telling the stories differently. So that way it would, you know, one, get me content on YouTube. Two, I'd be supporting my podcast. Three, it's different, fresh content for YouTube. So that you can kind of listen to it. Hey, that's pretty cool. Let me check out this podcast. And it would be supporting my podcast too. You know, kind of, I forgot what that name is when something is like getting revenue from something and then something else is getting revenue from that other thing where they're kind of like helping each other out. Anyway, what is it? Yeah. So anyway, I've been thinking about kind of doing that instead. I've been also thinking about writing other stories as well. Writing other stories, but also telling other stories as well. Like making my channel really fun and just exciting, you know? I was thinking about how boring it sounded originally, you know? If I'm to be God honest. But yeah, so I, you know, all of you know me for Tales of Werrytown, you know? I want to also be known as a dude who writes other stories too, you know? I have stories where I write about D&D characters that I just kind of wrote about their background and things like that, you know? And then they kind of evolved into characters of my own. I tell stories about, you know, people dealing with anxiety, depression, and toxic masculinity, like superheroes trying to find their way. I talk about, you know, I have stories that kind of are just like shorts, like 3-5 minute shorts that are just kind of made for fun just because I just love a good story, you know? I just kind of write stories that I want to hear. But also I write stories that kind of talk about, you know, like gender roles and, you know, things like that. I talk about really deep topics like, you know, like feeling towards parents and like feeling towards like oneself and your role in this world and things like that. And I try to kind of put in a perspective for kids because kids are not stupid, you know? They're very sensitive. And I think that if we can kind of give them the right messages at a young age, then it would make this society, you know, in this world, a little bit better, you know? Just kind of trying to do my part. But anyway, I also kind of write stories that are just, you know, a little bit of everything. You know, you heard one of them when I did the whole Bunch of Bad Apples episode. It was kind of twisted a little bit to be more of Tales of Werrytown. But yeah, like, I was thinking about doing that too. Which I kind of have a really cool way of doing it because I've been talking to people on Fiverr, and just anywhere I can really find people, and just kind of talking to them about these projects that I've got going, you know? Which, by the way, calling all, like, voice actors, if you are looking for something to put on a portfolio, you don't have anything yet, and you're just kind of looking for work to put down on a portfolio, please hit me up on Instagram. I'm looking for voice actors and actresses who can help me with my podcast and my YouTube, and I can help them with, you know, obviously kind of tossing them a little bit of money, but also at the same time kind of like putting stuff on their portfolio too, you know? But yeah, so I want to make my own cartoons and put them on YouTube. This would be a really good way for me to kind of get that receipt out there, you know, so people can't really take my ideas or my content or, you know, kind of, I feel like as a writer, sometimes it's a race to the idea, you know? Let me know if you're a writer, how you feel about that, but do you ever have that feeling that, you know, or that fear that somebody's going to write your script before you drop it? So that's kind of, you know, leaving a receipt, you know? That's kind of like what I want to do. They're not going to be the best cartoons off the bat. I do want to evolve my content and grow and kind of start this business or something. But as of right now, it's very slow, but I'm already thinking years down the line. I want to get an editor at some point, an animator, you know, like an animation team. I want to get like voice actors, more writers, things like that. Like, I legitimately want to turn this into like my own thing and treat my YouTube channel like this network where you just kind of go to see these animated cartoons. At first, they're not going to be like animated. They're going to be like very, you know, they're going to be very kind of like, you know, not, I don't want to say messy, but very simple. They're going to be very simple at first. And I'm going to try to do my best to make them as best as possible. But as I progress, I want to make sure my content does too. I want to make sure that I have like a little small team. I was kind of chilling like an area. I'm going to go back now. I'm just hoping I'm not making like a lot of noise anyway. But yeah, like, what is it? Yeah. Like I really want to, sorry, I get distracted so easily. What is it? So yeah, I really want to kind of just create my own cartoons and my own content and kind of put my name on that. And, oh my God. Okay. I don't know what that was. I just heard something really creepy. Okay. Okay. Okay, folks. I consider myself a showman. I'm going to walk down this corridor where I think I just heard something. And I'm going to take the long way back to where I was originally posted up at. So, yeah, again, I try to consider myself a true showman and I try to do the best of my ability to entertain people. So here we go. Okay. So, yeah, what is it? Let me know if you hear anything. I really hope I don't hear anything on my side, but let me know if you hear anything. Anyway, yeah, you know, I just want to kind of start my own streaming thing from YouTube. And I want to, yeah, again, it's, you know, my cartoons are going to be very kind of simple. But as I start gaining a little bit more revenue, and things kind of take off more in the way that I want it to, I do plan on making my content better and making actual cartoons. And I plan on even doing it where one day we're going to talk about, you know, this character, and then maybe like next month we'll bring them up again after talking about other characters, you know? So I kind of want to give like each character their time to shine. Each episode, it's like respect, you know? And then at some point I want to circle back around and be like, hey, you know, here's this character again. Here's like episode 2 of their story arc or whatever it is, or here's episode 2 of this show, things like that, you know? So that is something that I am planning on doing. I want to tell stories of all kinds. And I also want to talk about how to create your own stories. Like, I want to, you know, kind of have like these philosophical moments with all of you where we kind of talk about, you know, what does it mean to be like the hero? You know, what does it mean to be like the hermit? What does it mean to be, you know, things like that? And what does it mean to kind of be these characters and, you know, to live the life as these characters? Who are they and what do they represent? Things like that, you know, as well as, you know, watch TV shows and movies and kind of review the scripts behind them. You know, what's a really good kind of line that they did? What's a great write in that they did? You know, great shot, things like that. And I want to talk about like how to write a script. Like, okay, what is a parenthetical? How do you use a parenthetical? You know, what is dialogue? How does dialogue sound in a script? How do you use dialogue? When would one use dialogue? Things like that, you know what I mean? So I really want to just focus on stories, you know? So that is pretty much it. I'm looking at my little board since I like wrote like a bunch of notes. But yeah, that's about it. I want to thank all of you for just kind of sticking around. I hope you all have liked the changes I made in season 2, kind of like the intro. We got ourselves an intro of music. Woo! I have a few voice actors right now, like 2, that are helping me with my episodes. One has agreed to be in the entire episode, which I am just thankful for. And yeah, the other one is more in just a few frames, but I'm super thankful and super excited to just work with them as well. And yeah, I'm just really thankful for this opportunity. I am trying to make my content better. I'm trying to make it better for not only myself and kind of like as a creator, kind of creating good content, but for all of you who listen. I've noticed that my CPN has gone up. The, you know, different, you know, I kind of appeal to a larger audience now. Germany's really, really liking me, I guess. I've got like a good percentage of listeners in Germany, which I'm like really excited for too. What's up, Germany? But yeah, so I'm really liking where I'm going. I'm trying to constantly upgrade my material. But yeah, so thank all of you. I want to thank all of you for listening and just kind of being here in this update episode. I love update episodes, and just seriously, thank you so much for being here. So before I leave you today, I do have a question, a philosophical question for you. And I encourage you to go to my Instagram and just message me your answer. Like just, you know, DM me your answer. But what makes you feel a part of this universe? You know, what makes you feel like one with the universe, you know? So go ahead and answer the question, shoot me a DM on Instagram. Do me a favor. If you're listening to, you know, if you're listening to me on, you know, iPhone, Apple products, something like that, please. I really, ask of you, just go on over to, the like button or the rate button. Like the rating stars or like button, and just go ahead and like my content and rate it. Leave a little comment too. That it's a very small thing for you, but it definitely just helps me out just a lot. So there's that. And just do me a favor, all of you, and just have yourselves just a beautiful day, whatever you do today, whether it's nighttime, whether it's daytime, just have yourself a beautiful day. If you're listening to me before you go to sleep, have yourself a beautiful night. When you wake up, beautiful day. Even if it's midday for you, just have yourself a beautiful day. Yeah, have grown.